Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Please.
Most gracious Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning, our Father, with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us, one more day that you have kept us, one more day that you have sheltered us, Father God. Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we embrace the gift of a brand new day. A brand new day, Father, new mercies we see. We say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us through the midnight hours, Father God, through devastation, toils, and snares. Father God, thank you for your hand of protection, Father God, protecting us from fires and gas explosions, break-ins and home invasions and all these evils, Father, that we sometimes take for granted, Father God, that we're only safe because you're protecting us, Father. It's not the neighborhood that we live in, Father God. It's not the fact that we may know or may not know our neighbors. It's not the fact, Father God, that we have a good security system, Father God, and good locks on the doors, Father God. And it's none of that, Father, because bad things happen, Father God, in all of these situations, Father God. But Father God, it's only because we dwell in you. It's only because we are dwellers in your house. It's only because you are keeping us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We could live in the worst of neighborhoods and be kept by you, Father. And some people live in the bestest of neighborhoods, Father God, and bad things happen. So, Father God, it is only by your Spirit. So forgive us for taking it for granted, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, for not saying thank you, Father God, when we can go day by day in your protections and in your mercies and in your love. And Father, we acknowledge it today and we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your shield of protection. Thank you, Father. Father God, as we rise and shine this day at your command, Father, we rise in the Holy Ghost. Father God, ready to serve, Father God, whatever you're calling us to do today, whatever you have us to do today. Father, we're just asking that you would just show us your will, show us your way, lead us, guide us, and direct us. And our soul says yes, and our soul already says yes, even before we know the assignment, Father God. The flesh may be weak, but the spirit is willing, Father. And because, Father God, we do not live in the flesh, but we walk by faith. Father God, we walk by faith. We live a spiritual life. But Father God, you're super on our natural, causing us to be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So Father God, thank you for the love of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We, Father God, embrace this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back into your hands, and we ask that you would unfold this day, Father. According to your grace, according to your mercies, according to your love, so shall it be. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation coming up against us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over this day. He's Lord over our lives. He's Lord over this ministry. He's Lord over our future, our destiny, and our purposes. Jesus Christ is Lord over our children, families. Jesus Christ is Lord over our health, our finances. Jesus Christ is Lord over our decisions, our relationships, our businesses, our jobs, our careers, our projects. Jesus Christ is Lord over all. We withhold nothing. We withhold nothing. We decreed and we declared, and it is so. Now, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. As we come to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. I'm Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day to lift him up higher and higher and higher. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. We just come to give the Lord a shout out. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's done so much. He's done so much. Amen. The Lord is good. And the Lord is good. Not only is the Lord good, the Lord is real good. Amen. The Lord is real and the Lord is real good. Amen. And his mercy, amen, endures forever. And his real mercy endures forever. Amen. So we want to give God some real praise. Amen. Hallelujah. The song used to say, amen. Hallelujah. Grandma, I hear Mother Washington right now. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt him. But I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. And he's so real to me. Amen and amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Okay, before we receive our reading this morning from Sister Lauren, amen, I just want to share Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever and forever and forevermore. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. It's nothing like the word. It's nothing, amen, like the word. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, amen, we're going to receive a reading, amen, from our Dr. Lauren in North Carolina. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, amen, and all the honor. Dr. Lauren, are you there?
Yes. Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning and praise the Lord to you.
Amen, amen. There's a feedback in the background.
Okay, I'm sorry?
I said it's a loud feedback of what both of us are saying in the background.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on one second. Give me one second. Let me see if I can knock some of this out. Is that a little bit better?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right, beautiful. Okay, praise the Lord. Hey, all right, the floor is yours.
All right. Praise the Lord, Radio Land. Thank you, Jesus. There was once a man named George Timus, pastor in a small New England town. One Easter Sunday morning, he came to the church carrying a rusty, bent, old birdcage and set it on the pulpit. Eyebrows were raised, and as if it were response, Pastor Timus began to speak. I was walking through town yesterday when I saw a young boy coming towards me swinging this birdcage. On the bottom of the cage were these three little wild birds shivering with cold and fright. I stopped the lad and asked, "What you got there, son?" "Just some old birds," came the reply. "What are you going to do with them?" I asked. "Take them home and have fun with them." He answered, "I'm going to tease them and pour out their feathers to make them fight. I'm going to have a real good time." but you'll get tired of those verbs sooner or later, what will you do? Oh, I got some cats, said the little boy. They like birds. I'll take them to them. The pastor was silent for a moment. Do you want for those birds, son? Why? You don't want them birds, mister. They're just plain old field birds. They don't sing. They ain't even pretty. How much? The pastor asked again. The boy sized up the pastor as if he were crazy and said, $10. The pastor reached in his pocket and took out a $10 bill. He placed it in the boy's hand. In a flash, the boy was gone. The pastor picked up the cage and gently carried it to the end of the alley where there was a tree and a grassy spot setting the cage down. He opened the door and by softly tapping the bars, persuaded the birds out, setting them free. Well, that explained the empty bird cage on the pulpit. And then the pastor began to tell this story. One day, Satan and Jesus were having a conversation. Satan had just come from the Garden of Eden, and he was gloating and boasting. Yes, sir, I just caught the world full of people down there. Set me a trap. Use bait, and I know they couldn't resist. Got them all. What are you going to do with them? Jesus asked. Satan replied, oh, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to teach them how to marry and divorce each other, how to hate and abuse each other, how to drink and smoke and curse. I'm going to teach them how to invent guns and bombs and kill each other. I'm really going to have fun. And what will you do when you get finished with them? Jesus asks. Oh, I'm a kill 'em. Satan glared proudly. How much do you want for them? Jesus asks. Oh, you want those people? They ain't no good. Why you take them and they'll just hate you? They'll spit on you, curse you, kill you. You don't want those people. How much? He asked again. Satan looked at Jesus and sneered. All your blood, tears, and your life. Jesus said, done. Then he paid the price. That concludes our reading.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God.
Thank you.
Oh God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, for nobody, nobody. Mm, we were all born in sin, shaping in iniquity.
Yes,
for
yes,
nobody,
yes,
nobody, nobody, nobody. We're nobody compared to him.
Yes,
and he gave it up to redeem us from eternal destruction.
God.
Oh, God.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank
bless
you.
The Lord. I think that's the best Ooh. One yet. Ooh. Oh, that's the best one in all my 65 Ooh. Years. Oh, my God. It Ooh. Tells the whole Ooh. Story. That
yes.
tells the whole story. So dramatic,
yes.
so true. Oh, God. Ooh. Everybody can relate Ooh. To that one.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Bless the Lord, my sister. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you.
The floor is yours. Amen. Give your testimony. Amen. Thank you, God.
I just thank God for
thank you.
Salvation. I just thank God for how you picked me up and the muck of my clay of sin. I just thank God because I realized today, if it had not been for the Lord God on my side, I don't know where I would be right now. But I thank and praise God for bringing me out of sin. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I thank him for his precious blood. I thank him for eternal security in Christ Jesus this morning.
Thank
that
you,
is
God.
My testimony. But I have a song that I want to play as if it's okay with you.
Yes, it is okay.
Okay. It's coming up now.
Keep the dream alive, don't let it die. It's all that you
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Don't ever give up. Amen. Amen. Don't ever give up. Amen. Because God don't never gives up on us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Amen. I will be coming back to re-listen to this this part of the service. I'll probably be copying that reading down word for word. Because God knows I'm going to share that one. That I tell you, that's a message all in itself. That's a gospel message all in itself.
Yes.
And thank you for the song, my sister.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to give a shout-out to my boys for their birthdays for this week. We celebrated Lawrence's birthday yesterday. He turned 32, and we took him out for dinner last night, and Eddie's birthday was on Sunday. So I just thanking, praising God for allowing God to bless him with another year on their life. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. That's beautiful. Amen. Happy birthday to Lawrence. Amen. 32 years old. Amen. And how old did Eddie turn?
40.
All right. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You and God bless them. Amen. Give them our love here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from, amen, Pastor Bradford. Amen. And God bless you. I know the pleasure that is. Amen. How proud you must be. Amen. Yes. Amen. I know you are. I see your chest puffing up in the spirit right now, and I see you puffing up. And yes, just proud, a proud mother. Amen. And rightly so. And rightly
Amen.
So.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You
thank
so
you,
so
and God bless
much.
You. Amen. And thank
Amen.
You so much
Amen.
For serving. Amen.
Yes.
Have a wonderful,
beautiful
awesome
day.
I will.
Amen.
I will. It's already.
Right.
It's already in motion. Already in motion. Thank you so much. Amen.
And
we
God
bless the
everyone
Lord.
This morning out here.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. What was the name of that reading again? Did you give it a title?
It didn't have a title. It just. Oh,
that's
it's
one
that
of those. You
stop.
Any title you give that is appropriate though.
Okay.
Any title you
All
give
right.
that reading is appropriate. So it's good enough. That's good enough. Thank
so
you.
Praise the Lord. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. I will. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. That is our Dr. Lauren. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Out of, amen, North Carolina. And we want to thank God. Amen. Awesome, 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 awesome. All right. Bless Jesus. Amen. I think we have time for maybe one, maybe two. Amen. Sharing today. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a something you would like to say, amen. Glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on this morning. Amen. Be it through a short song or a short word of praise. Just hit the number one. Amen. Hit the number one. Amen. On your phone. Amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Good morning. The floor is open. Good morning. The floor is open. All right. Somebody whose telephone number ended in 2632, your last four digits of your phone number is 2632. The line is open.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor. I had my mute on. This is Brenda.
Good morning, Sister
Can
Brenda. How are you? Yes, we hear you clearly.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Fine, and you? I had my mute on. I forgot to turn it off.
Yeah,
but,
that happens all the time.
Yes, but my sister came and shocked me yesterday from North Carolina, and that is big one, twin sister, the little one, with Lauren and Davis, Lauren and Karen. She came up yesterday, her and her husband, and they took me out to lunch, and we had a nice time.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless God. So who's the twin sister? What's the twin sister's name again?
Karen.
Karen, and what's the other sister?
Big one, Lauren, the one you were just talking to.
Lauren has a twin sister named Karen.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
Karen
that. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. She came
bless
up
the
and,
Lord.
They came up and talked to me. Yes, so we had a nice time.
Amen.
I didn't know, I had no idea she was coming.
Wow.
Yes, but I enjoyed myself with them.
Amen.
Okay, I just want to thank God for that, and thank you. I really appreciate you.
And we appreciate you, and I tell you, God has been doing some real special things in your life, Sister Brenda, because you shared with us last week, amen, about, amen, I think was that your sister, the one that was dancing in a wheelchair?
My other sister, Della Carter,
Right. Dancing in the wheelchair, and now, amen, you have a visitor all the way, you know, from the States, amen, surprising you, amen, for fellowship, and so that is so beautiful. You know, these little things are so important, and they're not little things. Some people might consider them little, but really, in God's kingdom, the little things are the big things, and sometimes the big things are the little things, and stuff like this here is meaningful because we can share one another while we have an opportunity and not wait until somebody's dead and gone to talk about what you could have did, should have did, wish you had done, you know? Okay. So this is really, really beautiful.
I haven't seen her in 3 years.
Wow.
I talked to her on the phone all the time, but I haven't seen her.
Wow. Well, God bless you. Amen. We send our blessings.
Thank
amen
you.
To Karen. Amen. Glory be to God. And that when she decides to go back home or if she's there already, God to give her a safe trip. Amen. And that the fellowship will continue, and it won't be another 3 years before you see her again. God
thank
bless you.
You.
And thank you for sharing that intimate moment with us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Amen. Is the Lord, I said the Lord is real and the Lord is real good. Amen. Hallelujah. And his real mercy endures forever as we're giving God some real praise. Amen. On this morning. Amen. Good morning. The floor is open.
Praise God. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm exceedingly well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, Pastor, it's just another wonderful day and thanking God and praising him and just loving everything that has happened this very moment, this right now moment, this right now moment. I want to thank my sister for that awesome, you know, look at how things can happen and how things can be. But I also want to thank God that you make it as well and as beautiful as you want it to happen. Pastor, I just wanted to share today is my grandbaby's birthday. And I just want to thank God for walking me through some memorable moments because, you know, he just gave me and my wife, our children and grandchildren right behind one another. You know, my wife, her birthday was the 24th. And then almost, you know, 10, 12 days later, we had our firstborn, Kima. Her birthday was the 6th. And then she had a son, Khalif. His birthday was the 10th. And then my baby girl, Tiona, her daughter, Talia, her birthday is today. And I just want to thank God for just, you know, letting me just share a moment of just seeing them as children. You know, my God, just seeing them as children growing up. And I definitely want to just thank Talia, she's the one that, you know, received her master's, and as she received her master's, she was having her first child, and now she does have two, so I'm thanking God for just, again, the family is still growing, and it just feels so much with love, and I'm just telling you to have a mother and grandmother like Rhonda and a wife like Rhonda. It's just a fabulous thing. It is just a blessing, and I keep and always hold fast to my cousin who said that Tyrone, God made Rhonda specifically for you. Could no other woman could have put up with you. I'm just going to go hold fast with that because my wife is just a beautiful, beautiful person. She's a gift. She's a present. And God knows I have no idea what I would be able to do if she wasn't by my side.
Amen.
So I just thank her and throw out love to my children and grandchildren and celebrate another year. And knowing that God has everything in control. And I'm just again thinking about those very, very cherishable moments as watching them as children grow up to be who they are today. So praise God and thank you for allowing me.
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing. Now, which grandbaby is this, Brother Reed?
This is the second born.
What's her name?
It's Talia.
Talia?
Yeah, Talia.
Okay.
Yeah, Kima.
Talia.
Mm-hmm. Kima is is my first child. Tiona is our second child, and we only had two. And Talia is the first child of our second child. So she's our second grand. Kendra was our first grand.
Amen. And we send birthday wishes, amen, to Talia, amen, from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and from me, Pastor Bradford. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for you sharing your love for your children, for your wife, for your family. Amen. We want to thank God for, I heard someone say the other day, the things that we recognize, we become thankful for. And the things that we are thankful for will continue to increase. Amen. I thought that was so awesome, and it's so true. Amen. So thank you so much for sharing. We realize that you do have a birthday coming up the next week, and we have a couple other birthdays. We have to get all of our June birthdays together. Amen. Glory be to God. I know that we have a few on the map. Our sister Olivia, I believe, shares a birthday this month, and you. It might be a couple more June birthdays. Amen. So we are going to probably put everybody together, amen, on one day, amen, and we're just going to, amen, honor those, amen. Rejoice with those who rejoice, amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Reed. Amen. Thank you for sharing your love on today.
I'm a week after her. She's the 16th. I'm the 23rd.
You are the 23rd. Yes, we have you on the calendar. We have you on the calendar for that day. And to God be praised. Amen. Amen. Love you, brother. Thank you for sharing.
Always. Right now, right Amen. Now. Love.
Right now, right now. Amen. Bless the Lord. Have a wonderful day. All right, all right. We see another person in queue. Amen. We'll take one more here. Glory be to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give honor to God. Hallelujah. Son and Holy Spirit, and to you, Dr. Pastor Bradford, I tell you, I'm glad I was on the line to hear the beautiful words, and I was just thinking about a title that to a world that was lost. God gave the best that he had. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm. I could touch heaven this morning. I was in here, hallelujah, shouting, hallelujah, thanking God. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. How, you know, we ourselves was like those birds. We were bouncing, caged up, and didn't even know it. Hallelujah. And God did the best ever. Down through 42 generations. So truly, God bless the reader, honey, the sharer, her family. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am so, that's not just going to, what she read today won't just be for the day, but that's going to be forever in my life. I will hold that forever and eternity. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I do solicit the prayers, hallelujah, for a grandson that was born on Friday, but it was complications. They should have, the mother asked for a C-section. They didn't give it to her. They let the baby come and it had a broken shoulder, two broken arms, and then now they seem to think maybe he didn't get oxygen for seven minutes or something. So I'm putting him again on the altar today. So listen to prayers of the saints in Jesus' name for Caleb this morning. He's in intensive care yet since he was born. And God just allowed me today. I'm going to tell my son to go to the administration and let them know that his baby is down there and what maybe they'll get, because he's in Jefferson. But I think they need to make sure, you young women should be sure to go to the best prenatal hospital, because some of them is not really equipped when things come like this, you know, for the infant. I say move them, but you know, she don't want to get him moved to a children's hospital. So just I solicit a prayer for the father, the mother, and this little infant that's been here, I believe it's since Friday, and he's in intensive care.
And how old is Caleb?
He's just a few days old.
Okay.
Born on Friday. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
amen.
You know, rejoicing. Even in that adversity, I'm rejoicing because I know God is in control. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
Thank you for sharing. Amen. Jesus gave the best that he had. I like that. Yeah, I think that's good, Dr. Lauren. Amen. Jesus gave the best that he had. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And to God be praised. Thank you. And we will pray for Caleb. Amen. Even today. Amen. As we give the benediction. Amen. And keep him on the altar. Amen. For a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want Brother Reed and everyone else to know, amen, the birthdays. I won't be with you guys next week, but the prayer service will continue, amen. We have things set in order, amen, but I won't be with you next week. So if you're wondering why we're not singing happy birthday, this, that, we got you, though, but we got you, amen, we got you, amen. So, not quite sure, amen, when I'll be back, amen, but I will be back, amen. And so we want to bless be in the name of the Lord. I just want to give a little short testimony. When I give my full-blown testimony, I'm going to need the whole floor. I'm going to need the whole floor, but we've been teaching on the precious Holy Spirit, amen, glory be to God. And so the Holy Spirit showed me, amen, about 3 weeks. The last 2 weeks for me has really been devastating. I just haven't shared it with you guys because I just don't, you know, I just don't want to burden anybody. I share what's necessary. Plus, I'm a leader, you know what I mean? So, it's demanded of me to handle more, to do more, amen. So how can I teach to you? How can I preach to you if I don't allow God to bring me through anything? But the last 2 weeks has really, really been devastating. But the Holy Spirit showed me that there was going to be devastation in my family. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit showed me if the devastation was so terrible that all of my family members, we were crying and weeping and falling up on one another. We were distraught. We was out of our head. We just couldn't believe it. We was faint. And the Holy Spirit showed me this. And I was trying to encourage the family, but I was down there on the floor with them, weeping and wailing. The Holy Spirit showed me this about 3 weeks ago. And then the Holy Spirit showed me that. And then I sort of had an idea which direction he was leading me. But then the Holy Spirit started dealing with my oldest daughter, Tanisha. Amen. Glory be to God. And when she get a dream, watch out. The Holy Spirit started dealing with her, and then the Holy Spirit dealt with my mother, okay? And then the Holy Spirit dealt with Sister Nancy. So that was it. Four people in my family. Well, beloved, I'm not going to give the testimony because I'm going to wait until Minister Erica come on the line to give her own testimony. But I want you to know, glory be to God, if when God showed me, I immediately went into action. I immediately went into spiritual warfare. Immediately my antennas went up. I mean, I I'm there all the time because I guard my family. And I guard this ministry is my family. Y'all my family too. I guard you. And when the Holy Spirit showed me that, I went over where I might have relaxed on certain situations that was going on. I might have laid back, but I didn't do it this time because the Holy Spirit had already showed me that death was coming. And death by devastation. But I come today to give God some praise. I come today to say the devil was slapped in his face. I come today, glory be to God, to say that my daughter was snatched out. Glory be to God, hallelujah, of the destruction that Satan has set up for her. Not only was he coming hitting her on one angle, it was three different angles. He was coming to take her down. Glory, but I've come to give God some praise, and I've come to say thank you, Holy Spirit. I bless the Lord. And me, even with the pain, glory be to God, that's still in my stomach. Yeah, the pain ain't going yet. I'm going back to the doctor today. Even with me cramped over, pain in the bottom of my stomach. You hear what I'm saying? Mama was there. And I want to give God some praise and I want to give God some glory because it had not been for the Lord on our side. Tell me, where would we be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord. Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? So no, she didn't post it on Facebook, and she ain't posting it on Facebook either. And I ain't even taking to all the details, and I don't even know if I can. And I don't even know how to even begin. I don't even know how to begin. All I can say, I am humbled at the mercies of God. I am humbled at the grace of God. I am humbled, amen, that he saved the life of my daughter. I am humbled that he closed the door on Satan. I am humbled. And I am more appreciative to the Lord. I am a brand new person because of God's grace. I am a brand new person because of God's favor. I am a brand new person because of God's mercy. Because of God's love. The way how God put that thing together, orchestrating it step by step, step by step. Whew. In Jesus' name. That's my testimony. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock now. I'll probably just be leaving the doctor's office on my way to the doctor's office. I'll probably be there and give a general prayer. We don't have a replacement yet, a permanent replacement yet for Wednesdays and Fridays. But we're going to get one. In the meantime, we're going to do the best we can. If you call in at 12 o'clock and no one's there, wait about 3 minutes. If no one's there, say a prayer. Say a prayer, okay? And just say a prayer. It ain't got to be long. Amen. Say a prayer. Some of you in the background waiting for an opportunity to serve, step on up. We need you. Amen. But just to put it out there, we need a permanent person for Wednesday, and we need a permanent person for Friday. All right? And this is what we need. And this is what we need. So we're going to fill that up, and to God be praised. Amen. Y'all know I don't mind praying. I don't mind praying. Well, but sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's a lot to come and minister every morning. You know what I mean? And then do the prayer too. I mean, I can, I will, but I don't have to. Amen. This tonight, Lord's willing, we'll be back at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. I'll be right there, Lord's willing. Amen. And this Friday night, amen, is our Friday night corporate prayer. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. We want to thank you again, Dr. Lauren. Whew, what did Sister Estelle say? Minister Elder Estelle said, God gave the best that he had. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Thank you for the song. Thank you for your sharing, your testimony. We give a happy birthday shout out to Lauren and Eddie. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give a shout out to Karen, amen, Lauren's twin, amen, safe travels, amen, glory be to God. Thank God for Sister Brenda and that fellowship. We want to give a shout out to Talia on her birthday today, Father, that this would be the best birthday that she has ever known. Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep our Brother Reed's family safe, Father God, from danger seen and unseen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you and we say thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father. Father God, we want to lift up baby Caleb, Father God, in the ICU, not even a week old. Baby, not even a week old, Father God, struggling for his life. Struggling for his life, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you would, Father God, breathe on this baby. Send your word right now. Heal this baby, Father God. May not the devil, Father God, be able to abort this baby's future, Father God, from the ICU. Father God, they had to protect Moses too, Father God, because the devil knew Moses' future, Father God. So he wanted Moses dead. Father God, we say not so for baby to live, Father God. Father God, strengthen the mother, strengthen the father, strengthen the families, Father God, in this intense moment, Father. We know with that their heart, Father God, probably is distraught, Father God, in thinking that the baby might make it, the baby might not make it. But Father God, we are praying that the baby will make it, and this baby will be separated for your kingdom glory, Father. He will be an asset to your kingdom. He will be preserved for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. Father God, we ask that you would do it because you're the only one who can. And we say thank you. Father, we say thank you for everybody on the line today. We say thank you for all the beautiful testimonies today, Father God. We say, Father God, for touching my body, Father God. Fathers, I go in for this ultrasound today, Father God, so they can see what's there. Father God, we already put it in your hands. Already put it in your hands, Father God. Already got the victory. Thank you, Father God, that they're finding out what's wrong before it got worse, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you for absolutely. And meet us back at 8 o'clock for our Bible study tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And to God be the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer. We seal this service by the blood, the word, and the spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. And we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost hadn't shown me, Father God, what was about to happen to Erica, it might have happened. But Erica's future will not be aborted. That girl got work to do, and she going to do it. And we say thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
And your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is real good. Hallelujah. The Lord is real, and the Lord is real good, and the Lord is real good all the time. Let us, amen, give God some real praise today and forever. I love you, love you, love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Here tonight at 8 o'clock, Lord's willing, for our Wednesday night Bible study. Bring somebody with you. Amen and amen.